Scholastic Audio presents The Dark Unwinding by Sharon Cameron, read by Fiona Hardingham. Chapter 1. June 1852. Warm sun and robin's egg skies were inappropriate conditions for sending one's uncle to a lunatic asylum. I had settled this point 4 hours earlier, while miles of road slipped beneath the carriage wheels. The clouds, to my way of thinking, should have turned themselves black, should have rumbled and crashed, and flung needles of rain at the trees. But there they lazed, the errant things, like tufts of discarded goose down, shadowing the slopes of the passing moors. I removed my gaze from the window. The weather was most insensible. Beads of sweat rolled down my neck, the empty seat across from me rocking with the wheels. The interior of the carriage was crimson and airless, like Aunt Alice's morning room, where I do the family accounts.
"Catherine," my Aunt Alice had said.
She was perched on the edge of the velvet settee, stroking the head of a round-bellied pug, allowing it to lap tea from her saucer. The dog's dislike of me was almost equal to his mistress's.
"Catherine," she had said, "I've a job to be done, a job for which I find you most suitable."
"Yes, Aunt," I'd thought, "I am always the most suitable for your sort of jobs."